Hello, beloved radio friends. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name remains Pastor Amara Uwezioze, your radio friend. Our Bible reading today will be taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 10 to 14. Esther, chapter 4, verse 10 to verse 14. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and gave him a command for Mordecai and all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces. Know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king who has not been called, he has but one law, put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter that may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palaces any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Beloved radio friends, the title of this message is derived from the passage we read. For just a time like this. For just a time like this. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your determinate will, you caused a people or a generation to come up at certain seasons and times. In our own case, you have caused us to exist for just a time like this. You expect us to take responsibility and be solutions to our own generational circumstances. Deliver us from being only complainers and blame gamers who do not offer solutions nor take responsibility. Heavenly Father, agitate our hearts so that we as kingdom citizens in Nigeria will rise up like Esther and take responsibility, for we are existing for just a time like this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, we are living at an auspicious time, a prophetic time indeed, which does not require us to be silent or inactive, or unproductive, or nominal. There is fire on the mountain. I do not need to spend so much time to convince you that you are called into the kingdom of God for such a time like this. May the Lord grant you understanding. In our Bible passage, Mordecai spoke to Esther, the queen, that her coming into the palace as the preferred wife of King Ahasuerus was a thing, not just a coincidence or luck, but it was timed by God, who saw tomorrow and strategically positioned Esther as one who has access to the king. She needed to rise up to the occasion. She needed to take responsibility for the time. She needed to see beyond the goodies and pomp and pageantry of the palace. She needed to see herself as one sent by God before time for a purpose. Recall, beloved radio friends, that Joseph, who was sold to the Ishmaelites and carried away to Egypt, came to the realization that God sent him before time to preserve a posterity. Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter because he was born and called for a time like that to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. when Esther found courage to accept the strategic responsibility required from a sent and called by God for a time like that, she fulfilled her generational calling, or fulfilled the things written in the volumes of books concerning her. Beloved radio friends, in all the world, people are fulfilling the responsibility for which God called them into the kingdom. Just a time like this. What are you waiting for? Beloved kingdom citizen, do not waste your chance. Are you bearing that title for naught? Rise up and take responsibility. Are you a victim or a victor? Are you no longer a more than conqueror? Why have you settled down to blame gaming and complaining? Mordecai said to Esther in verse 13 to verse 14, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Esther accepted the challenge and was willing to risk her life. Hear the reply of Esther to Mordecai in verse 15. Let me read verse 15. The response of Esther to Mordecai. Then Esther told them to reply Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My mates and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." That is the answer of one who knew that he was born at such a time as that. Beloved radio friends, Esther did not perish. She made history. She saved her nation. She advanced the cause of the kingdom of God. What is your take, beloved believers, pastors, reverend gentlemen, knights, and apostles of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ? Whose cause are we advancing? Esther got committed. The kind of commitment that wins. The kind of commitment that produces testimonies. Beloved radio friends, rise up to fasting and prayer for our nation and our leaders. God commands us to pray for them. Hear the admonition of the Holy Spirit in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. Let me read from the book of Timothy chapter 2. Timothy chapter 2. I will read what the Bible says about us concerning our responsibility. "Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." What is the aim of the prayer for kings and all men in authority? Number one, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Number two, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We are not living a peaceable life any longer. Kidnapping, insurgency, abduction, bloodletting, armed robbery are ravaging the land. Rise up in prayer and fasting, beloved. Call on God who makes war cease and frustrates the tokens of liars and makes diviners mad. Call on God who turns wisdom into foolishness and makes the set out goal not to be achieved. Let prayer rise from our families and churches and fellowships all over the land. Our God is a man of battle. You are born at a time like this. We need peace. Our children need peace. Let us pray that our Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will cause us to rise up and take responsibility. For we are born at a time like this. You created us for a time like this, our God. As Esther took her generational responsibility, stir our hearts to do the same and save our people, our children, our nation, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I remain God's servant, Pastor Amara Uwezozi. Do not hesitate to reach us for further admonition. Till next week, take responsibility for your land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.